This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Boone's Fest 1027 and WILO. It is the Party Line on a Wednesday, I believe. It is a Wednesday, right, Mel? Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch, they stick it where the sun shines. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, and Clinton, Carroll, Boone County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The Hoosierland TV telecast, which you can watch, is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, TC Trailers, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam-I-Am Carpet Cleaning, Shoops Country Foods, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Freckles Graphics, Arborwood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, and Newell Gas in Michigan Town. 765-659-3338. If you have questions or comments, we would love to hear from you on the Party Line program today. And a couple of things we need to cuss and discuss this morning. Have you seen the sexiest man alive who won?
No, I haven't.
People Magazine has announced their sexiest man alive, John Krasinski, this year.
That's kind of cool.
Not bad.
No.
No, it's not
bad.
Well,
I like the fact that it's not based on looks for everything. But granted, John's not bad to look at.
That's what I was going to say.
No, John is not bad to look at, but I'm just saying it's not based solely on looks, thank goodness.
Yes. Well, anyway, there you go. Patrick Dempsey was last year's. The list has included people like Brad Pitt, Richard Gere, John Legend. I know The Rock was on there. Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and he is the overall, but there's like
several.
Yes. What is there, like 20 of them that they put in the actual magazine?
Usher, I think, was
top 20 or something.
Didn't Usher make it 1 year as well?
Yeah, I think so.
So anyway,
I don't know. I don't pay that much attention to it. I do like reading the articles because they do so much more than just, you know, their philanthropy and everything else that they do. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. I ran across this when I was laying in the bed this morning scrolling, and I was a little bit shocked, I have to be honest with you.
Scrolling. Your Instagram activity is ridiculous. I will wake up and I will see that you are online. It's like, are you kidding me?
Look, you know, at my age, you're up at 2 a.m., okay? 2 to 4, I'm wide awake, girl.
I mean, I know why I'm up. I mean, I'm making a trip to the facility because of my age and the water pills that I'm on. But
I'm just going through that point in my life where you can't sleep through the night. So you have to do something to make yourself go back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
This caught my eye, though, and I was a little, I just want to see thoughts. And I would love to get some phone calls on this. Again, 659-3338. Bride and groom found out that they accidentally printed the wrong bank details on their wedding invitations, which prompted several of their guests to send money to the wrong place.
Oh, geez.
Does anybody else see anything wrong with that?
Why is the purpose of putting bank details on a freaking invitation anyway?
Look, here's the thing. I'm probably going to give you money as a wedding gift.
Yeah, but I'm going to stick it in a card.
If you're asking me specifically for money, I'm not giving you money. I'm getting you toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think that's presumptuous.
Of toilet paper and a brick in it. But
yeah, hey, I think that is incredibly presumptuous. In my opinion, having
it's
your
rude.
Presence. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Your presence at my presence, meaning you're showing up, not presence like gifts. You showing up to me is the gift.
Right.
I invited you. You came. You took your time out of your day, which I'm sure people would say, oh, it's a Saturday. I got to go to a wedding. So if you make that time to come to my wedding, thank you.
Yeah.
But to be presumptuous enough to put your account information on your invitation, I thought was
I'm
really...
sorry. That's extremely rude.
I thought so too. But then, you know, it's again, it's different times.
Yeah.
So then that's my question, because I got to thinking about it. Only one of my children has an actual, they all have checking accounts, but only one has checks.
Yeah.
The other ones, they don't write checks. The girls don't write checks. Everything's just an automatically withdrawal, or they use their debit card to pay out of that.
Sure.
Q Dog, he still uses checks, but he has a business, so that's different.
Yeah.
But so I get times are different, but just to be so presumptuous to put that on there, I thought.
Yeah, no.
So somebody was really happy, I'm sure, when they were like, where is all this money coming from?
No kidding. But, it's an interesting subject anyway, gifts and giving money and all that stuff. So one of the things I want to throw out there for people, if they want to call in, I want to ask, and I'm going to ask you this.
Oh, dear.
What was probably the oddest wedding gift that you got?
Whew.
Or the one that you put in the closet and waited 10 years before you got rid of it because it became from a family member that you didn't want to hurt their feelings.
I did have a couple of those, I admit.
Yeah.
I, you know, you and I both are not really frilly.
Yeah. No. Okay? No.
Not very frilly. I don't have a lot of knickknacks in my house. I'm not really kind of a knickknack person. I have a couple of things that are special just because they came from the kids or whatever. Somebody got me, and this is going to be a really common thing, believe it or not. Someone got me one of those wax warmers that has the scents that you drop in there.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, that sat in the closet until I finally.
Just, yeah.
So, but to think of anything really odd, I don't think I got anything that was kind of like, what is this? I don't think I got anything really bizarre.
Yeah, we didn't necessarily get anything really bizarre, the item itself. But what was really strange, and this person has since passed away, and but we got this old gravy boat and old sugar bowl, okay? And I do mean by the fact of old clouded, you know, crystal, all this mm-hmm. kind of stuff. We thought, okay, because this person happened to live almost like a hermit,
mm-hmm.
extremely intelligent person. Very intelligent. That's so intelligent, scary intelligent, but lived like a hermit. And we thought, just pulled that out of the china cabinet or whatever, you know, and wrapped it up and gave it to us. And we didn't find out until later when we got the, you know, going through our own family stuff and, you know, like when my parents passed away and, you know, dividing up all the stuff and, you know, and realized when we were speaking with Jeff Smith, who was very, you know, knowledgeable on antiques and everything, that what we received was very valuable.
Oh.
And very old.
It's a good thing you didn't take it to Goodwill or somewhere,
well,
right?
We weren't going to, because we had that much of appreciation for the person,
right.
And,
sure.
and respect for that person. And it still sits in the cabinet to this day,
mm-hmm.
you know, exactly in the same form that it was when it was given to us. I mean, I didn't even have the heart to polish and, you know, and do all that stuff, because I thought this is the way, you know, it came. So it's still that way. But yeah.
Yeah, I would love
floored.
To hear if anybody got any really bizarre gifts
mm-hmm.
for anything, really.
Yeah.
And then what about Mother's Day and your anniversary? Have you ever had one of those gifts from your spouse that you
no.
put a smile on your face and you're like, oh, thanks, honey. And you're thinking, what
no,
on earth?
Because he knows better. He knows better. And honestly, I'm just not that. I love getting a card from the kids and stuff. And I got to admit, Larry is really big. He's been very big on roses for special occasions. He's really good at that stuff. So I can't say that my family has ever done anything like that where I've been cringy on any of the stuff that I've received from either my children or my spouse, just because, you know, it's always well thought out. And we taught the kids very early on that if it was homemade, that was better than anything.
Yeah, I like those too.
So, and that's kind of the way we are. Or doing acts of kindness for each other. Like I told the kids this year, you know, I've got certain jobs and stuff that I'd like to have done around the house and everything that, quite frankly, I'm getting too old to do.
Oh, yeah.
Or too out of shape to do, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what I would love to have for Christmas. So,
good morning, Russ. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, good morning. I don't know why I'm calling, but you tripped a button in my mind.
Oh, that's
about
scary.
Uh-oh, are you in the doghouse?
No,
how are you?
I don't think Russ could ever be in the doghouse, because everything I have ever heard from Susan and just listening in conversation with Russ, he is an extremely thoughtful person.
Well, I hope so, but I have so far evaded the doghouse so far. Even with her extra time to put me in it, but I do have. You guys made me think of a wedding present that we got 46 years ago, 47 years ago, whatever it is. And I remember when I went to Tennessee, I saw him and her, John Worthen, and they gave us in December 17, 1977. We still have it to this day. We use it every day. I'm going to give you a riddle. What can you use every day that is symbolic of a husband and a wife, the difference between the two? It is beautiful, and it always attends wonderful family gatherings. And it is not terribly, terribly expensive, but will endure the test of time and could be passed down for generations.
Well, what came to mind for me does not meet any of those criteria. But that's side
I don't know. You just have to tell us, Russ.
Okay. It is and you can probably pick this up at Ellis Jewelry, I suppose. It is a beautiful salt and pepper shaker set of crystal, very elegantly made, just beautiful salt and pepper shakers. And, you know, it finds itself to the table, and, you know, it symbolizes the husband and the wife, the salt and the pepper, the
sure.
difference. There are two of them. And it was just a nice gift. And I whenever I see him, I say, well, we're still using your salt and pepper shakers.
Yeah, I was going to say that or a clock, but you don't really use the clock at the table. So then the clock became out. But when you first started that, I was thinking a clock. You know, you make through the test of time is where my brain was going. And then you were like, no, at the table. And I'm like, well, it's not a clock.
Yeah, well,
unless you're waiting for time to end.
Sorry, but with the sense of humor that I grew up with in my family, the first thing that came up to mind was a toilet seat, because it's either up or down. There's a difference.
Okay.
But you use it every day. I mean, hey.
That's why you're the farm director.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I did notice that you said in that conversation, Russ, my 46 or 47 years or whatever it is, Russ, you need to know that.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, it's 77, so you do the math.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it's all right. I forget ours. My husband knows it better than I do.
So at this point, after you've been married for so long,
yeah.
Do you guys still give gifts on your anniversary or at the holidays? Do you give gifts or do you do other things? And I'll tell you a cool thing my parents used to do. My parents were married 58 years before my dad passed. And I thought this was so sly, and I didn't know it that they did this for the longest time. But they gave each other, of course, a Valentine's card on Valentine's Day, the first year they were married in 1956. And they would leave him sit out on the table for a couple of days, and then they would just disappear. And I'm just like, oh, they just either made it to the trash or put them away or whatever. Each one of them would snag the card back. They'd hide it. And then every year they gave each other that same first Valentine's Day card.
I thought
that was just the coolest thing. But I didn't know until I was in my early 20s that they'd been doing that all that time. And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever, that they had started that.
That is very cool. I love that. And, you know, with Susan and me, this is going to sound silly or stupid or maybe trivial, but it's really, really, really true. Every day is an anniversary. So when the anniversary comes around, it's no big deal, because we're celebrating every day anyway. And now let me give an example. Once in a while, we'll put Schmiley. Have you ever heard this story, Schmiley?
Huh.
Okay. So for instance, I will take her coffee cup, And when she's sitting down, I will twist the handle around so that she can easily grab it. And so she doesn't have to, you know, fiddle with it. It's right there so that she can pick it up. And then from time to time, we'll use the term schmiley, which means see how much I love you. Schmiley. So I'll just, and then she'll say schmiley or I'll say schmiley, see how much I love you.
That's neat. That's very cool. Now, I have to ask, because I've never seen you two bicker or argue. Do you guys ever have those moments? Because really, I mean, Susan's such a happy-go-lucky lady she's pretty happy-go-lucky. And you are too, for the most part. But be honest, have you guys ever had your disagreements? Raising the kids or whatever?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. But
it's not very common.
Yeah.
And then it's bathed with prayer and honesty, and and then we realign. Susan, what would you say to that?
Well, I just walked in on this conversation. I'm hearing something about smiling. I'm thinking, okay, it's still party line time. Is he on the air?
He is. He's sharing secrets.
Yeah.
In front of God and everybody.
Well, we just had a discussion last night because we ate dinner with a Japanese woman, and the man, who is in his early 40s and she's late 30s, the man stood at the table. Did you already tell him about this?
No.
The man stood at the table every time she stood.
He showed me up bad.
If she came back from the restroom, he stood and pulled her seat back.
Oh, chivalry is not dead.
Oh, it is not. And he's an American guy from Frankfurt. So, you know, it was just fascinating that the respect.
Long? They've probably been married a long time.
Okay. No, they've not been married all that long. But the idea was that the respect level in the Japanese culture is very, very high and very revered. And I think we've lost a little bit of that in America.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do. Although I have to tell you, I was at school the other day. I was taking some FFA money for some things. And I'll be darned if a kid was coming out of class, walked over, and did not open that door for me. And I said, thank you, because I honestly was a little shocked. You just don't see that much anymore. But there are still families that are trying to teach their kids that, or the kids are learning that, and bless them for doing it, right? So that shows that they still have some respect for their elders. I hate to say I'm to that point now, but I just thought that was so nice of him.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, really, when you pay attention to the little things, the big things do indeed take care of themselves. And one thing that Susan is a strong, strong person. Don't kid yourself. You know that. And so one thing that, of course, I grew up around strong people. Vern Casper was strong. So, you give people their space. It may or may not be the way you would do it, but, you know, somebody told me once, you hold a butterfly in your hand and grip it, you'll crush it, and the wings will be destroyed. You will kill the butterfly. You just keep your palm open, and you don't know exactly what that butterfly is going to do, but you let it have its way, and if it's the right person, all is well.
Russ, I got a question for you. When you and Susan, you chime in on this too. When you guys met, did you feel like maybe you guys were opposites, or were you very similar?
No. I will say it was like my good friend that I had never met before. It was really amazing because it was incredible. I mean, it was kind of like finally, I found somebody that gets it, and she gets me, and it was pretty amazing. That was in Joliet, Illinois, in 1975, November of 1975.
That's
cool. Yeah, it was pretty quick. In fact, To give you a Steve Casper story, he's my brother, of course. We stopped by our house, and I introduced Susan to Vern and Lillian Casper, my mom and dad, and Steve was there, too. And the way Susan and I were getting along and joking and laughing and ribbing with each other and you know, going for a walk or whatever. And this was 4 days. Susan says maybe 5 days after we met. Four or five days after we met. And Steve said, Steve, my brother, who knew me all my life, he knew me very, very, very well. And he said, so how long have you guys known each other? And we said, 5 days. No, he says, no, seriously, how long have you known each other? We said, we met 5 days ago. He goes, come on, now, really, how long have you known each other? Steve, 5 days ago. He said, no, I can't believe it. I cannot believe that. And so, anyway.
Sometimes you just know, right?
Just know.
Yeah. Mel? I mean, we're opposites. Keith and I could not be, we are complete opposites. Larry, what about you and Larry?
Larry and I have been married 44 years now, together 46, because we dated 2 years. Total opposites as far as interest and everything else, but morally, we were on the same page. Mm-hmm. The one thing that we did have in common from the get-go was community service. That meant a lot to us, even when we were still in school. Yeah.
Sacrificial community. And I mean, like, when your involvement with the EMS and...
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, even before that, even when we were still in high school. He's older than I am. He was a senior when I was a freshman. I thought he was an idiot then. But, I mean, dead serious.
Well, Larry, she doesn't really mean that.
No, I did. And he knows that. He knows that. You know, he matured a lot after 3 years because we didn't start dating until my junior year. Yeah. So,
well, we're aligned in that way. But, I mean, I'm very outgoing. I like to talk. And Keith is very shy.
Yeah.
Very reserved. You can't really get him to talk. But, I mean, he talks to you, obviously.
Larry learned to talk. He didn't have much of a choice because he met my family. And I found out. And I don't think he'll shoot me for telling this because pretty much everybody knows now. But my brother, yeah, my brothers, he used to hang out with my brothers. My brothers are a lot older than I am. And Larry kind of falls in between the youngest boy and me. And so he knew my brothers but he didn't know they were my brothers. Because they were all out of school, you know, he was hanging out with them in the adult world. He had no clue that they were my brothers. So when he comes to the house to pick me up for my first date, my two oldest brothers are sitting there with my parents. And he walks in, and of course, guys hang out and do guy things. So he walks in the house, and my brothers are sitting there, and Larry literally lost the collar. And his face, he was white. And, you know, introduced him to my parents and went to introduce him to my brothers. And my brothers actually got up and walked over to him, shook his hand, introduced themselves like they had never seen him before in their lives. And he couldn't say a word. All he could do was nod. And I watched him go out the front door. They both left. They went out the front door. We had a big picture window in the house in the living room and watched them walk past the picture window. Thought they were going to fall off the porch because they were laughing so hard. So I knew something was wrong. I didn't find out until later. Finally, the three of them sat down and told me that they had been hanging out. But yeah, he had no idea I had older brothers. So he was scared to death that my brothers were going to tell me all kinds of stories about him.
Well, Russ, did you hear the beginning of this with the article that I shared about the money that the couple had put their bank information on their wedding invitations? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think I made a little bit of a mistake on my wedding invitation, and I meant it sincerely. On our wedding invitation back, the lady that printed it up suggested we don't put it this way. But I think I said something like, and I don't know, I was so naive. I said something, if you can't make it, we'd love something about thoughts. We use the word thought. And I meant it as thoughts, and I really did. But she took it as a gift, and I didn't mean it that way. And looking back on it, she said, don't put that in there. And, you know, if you want to express your thoughts, do something. And it wasn't as brash as what you said, though. But the difference is my heart was, you know, hey, I'd like to hear from you and, you know.
Yeah, a card or something.
Just
a card, just a thought, you know.
But she was older and wiser, and she thought that could be misinterpreted, and she probably was right. If we had to do it over again, we probably wouldn't do it. So that's what, you know, but putting a bank account, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's very presumptuous.
I just think it's plain rude.
I do, too. But, I do, too. You know,
no,
I think
no
it's rude.
Presumptuous that's just, about it. That's just plain rude.
I think it is, too, but I just wondered if I was just because I was getting older and...
Yeah.
Is that because I find myself when I talk to my kids, and I wish Quincy or, you know, some of the kids were here right now, and Sam has a really funny story. I hope he gets here before Party Line is over today, because he had a funny story. We were also talking about gifts. And so Sam sent me a text that said it was regifted Mr. and Mrs. sign from a couple who had just gotten married. And he said the only reason we knew it was regifted because we were at the wedding when the couple received it.
That's the reason why you don't open your gifts at the wedding.
I guess so, maybe.
We didn't open. Did you guys open your gifts at the wedding, or did you wait until after?
We waited until after, the next day, actually.
Russ, what about you and Susan?
Our honeymoon was in Carmel, California, and Yosemite. And I think we went to the Cruz's house, and we didn't open presents. No, I think we opened them later.
Yeah,
we opened them.
Because
yeah,
we had a day or two between our honeymoon flight.
Oh, we had a two-hour drive to our honeymoon to Carmel. And then when we got to Carmel, we had a beautiful room, but it had, what is it, ants. Ants. I don't mean like 20 ants. I mean like 1,000 ants. They had to come in and exterminate the ants in our wedding room.
Oh, jeez. So now we're moving to honeymoon fails. Okay, if you have a honeymoon fail, by all means, let us know that, too.
Yeah. Oh, I got it, yeah.
It was a beautiful room, though. It had a fireplace and everything.
That sounds cool.
Did they move you after they sprayed your room for ants?
No, they just... No, I don't think they moved. No, because they asked us to stay out for a few hours, and then when we came back, the ants were gone. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
That beats mine. Definitely. Yeah. Well,
oh, wow.
We got engaged right before homecoming football game because he wanted me to be able to tell all my friends. So, and this was on September 20th of 79. And so we were able to set our wedding date for September 20th, 1980 on that Saturday because one was on Friday and the next year it was. So we got married on the same day we got engaged, basically. But September, and nowadays September, you're in the fields in September.
Sure.
Well, that year, the year we got engaged, we had never been married or never been in the fields before then. They had never been. So, you know, we thought we're safe. Okay. Yeah. The day of our wedding, they opened the field of beans. The beans were ready, and yeah, they went to the field. They were combining.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness, though, because our wedding was like a drive-in theater. We got married in a little church, and everybody in God was there that we had invited that we didn't think would show up because they were out of state. So good thing they cut the beans around the church, but that was, we spent our honeymoon on a combine.
Oh, wow.
Instead of a barn raising, it was a marriage raising.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. So, yeah, we didn't bother opening gifts until after we got done in the fields.
Well, 659-3338, if you have any wedding or engagement fails or anything you would like to share, we'd love to hear from you. You know, you always see those on TV where somebody's getting down on one knee in the sand and they drop the ring or something, or they're on a boat and it falls into the water.
I'd be kind of interested. Our guest is actually out there in a hallway, and I think it'd be really cool if we can get
Come
him in here and get his take on this particular subject. So,
Fill the bean. while they're doing that, I remember we watched on our honeymoon, Oh God, with
George Burns.
George Burns.
Yes.
Oh yeah, great movie.
Just come out. And so we were in Carmel, California, and we went to see the movie Oh God. And another thing that happened while getting situated, our guest is getting situated, I was picked up for a false DUI in California. We went to this nice restaurant down on the wharf, and we had this Peugeot. We were driving a Peugeot that Sue's mom and dad loaned us, and it had and we had balloons from the wedding. And I didn't drink a thing at the meal, but then when we were driving down the road, these balloons started going all over the car. I mean, it was nuts, you know, like 5 or 10 balloons, and it cracked. And then all of a sudden, I look in the rearview mirror.
You and Larry need to talk.
Yeah, he pulled me over, and I was simply distracted by the balloons. And he ran me through this test, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and had me walk the line. And I passed with flying colors because I hadn't had a drop. And he goes, "Well, just be careful, will you? I'm going to let you go, and you have a nice wedding, or nice honeymoon." Okay.
Yeah, you and Larry need to talk because of our, okay, well, you know, you referenced our service to the EMS and fire and all that stuff back when we were younger. We actually got pulled over by a state trooper as we were being followed by all the people coming from our reception who were chasing us. And we got pulled over for speeding on a back road because Larry, you know, we knew the back roads pretty well. So he took a back road, and we came to find out 6 months later that we were set up,
of course,
by our friends in the Clinton, you know, County Sheriff's Department and Indiana State Troopers and all that. All our friends that we had worked with had set us up with a brand new trooper who we didn't know. This kid and this poor kid had been searching for us because he was told to go to the church for the reception. Well, the reception wasn't at the church. It was at the Armory in Frankfort. So he was looking for us, and he just happened to catch us. He was going one way on Michigantown Blacktop, and we were going the other. And we were being chased by a Knox flower van, which makes it even better.
Dr. Rota, yes. Dr. Matt Rota joins us today. You have any stories of wedding fails or anniversary fails or honeymoon?
Or bad gifts or anything we've talked about at all?
Well, I think my wife and I, our birthdays are a day apart. And early on in our marriage, I forgot her birthday. So that's not a good thing when our birthdays are a day apart.
Learn
early in our marriage that, hey, how can you forget the birthday when they're a day apart, but forgot that birthday there. So that's my nothing from our wedding.
So let me ask
anniversary.
You this: how many years have you been married?
28 years. It'll be 29 May 25th.
It's Indy. It's
Indy 500 weekend. That's right. So because I've forgotten that once too. So I've had two birthday fail and an anniversary fail in that 20 almost 29 years.
Did you receive any really odd gifts as wedding gifts or anything that stands out in your mind? Or
no, nothing that stands out in my mind that we received wedding gift wise. So we got everything that we asked for. Nobody kind of went above and beyond to make something
different. Well, let's ask you, because you are with young folks every day, because
right.
I feel like sometimes I get out of touch. And I don't know if you heard the initial story that caused all of this.
No, but I didn't hear that.
A bride and groom found out that they accidentally, get this, printed the wrong bank details on their wedding invitations.
Oh.
Which prompted several of their guests to send the money to the wrong place. And I think that's incredibly presumptuous and rude. Mel kind of agrees with me. Russ thought so. But, I mean, have you heard anything like that? Is that normal?
So they put their bank account? They
information
asked?
On their invitations.
Yeah,
okay, so
I've,
you're with
I've,
us.
I've never seen that either, but I think times are changing.
See, that's what I was afraid of. Maybe I'm just out of the loop.
But I don't know that it would be wise for anyone to put their bank account information on anything for people to do that. Dump it into a fund that you can draw from, but not your bank account information. So that I would think that would not be a best practice.
Let me give my bank account information right now, if you'll have a piece of paper and a pencil.
I do. Yeah. I sure do, Russ.
Yeah. Cindy,
you're going to find something missing, not at it.
Cindy's ready to write that down right now. All right. That's great.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Russ. We appreciate you calling in and chiming in this morning as well. And so Dr. Matt Rodoff, the Community Schools of Frankfort superintendent, is our guest. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.